Hi, dictation for follow-up visit, Rena Pleasant, R-E-N-A-P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T. Date of birth is 2/26/74. Date of accident, 11/8/2021. Date of service is 5/19/2022. The patient evaluation, she reports that she recently had a surgery on 5/12/2022, a week ago, for her left shoulder with arthroscopy and repair of the subacromial bursa and other issues that were done. She reports that her knee pain is now minimal, and pain in the left shoulder is still 6-7. However, it is supposed to get better with the medication, surgery. Physical therapy has been ordered for her shoulder by Dr. Sam Hockey, and the surgery was done by Dr. Sam Hockey. She is currently taking Flexeril, lidocaine patch, and lidocaine ointment from Dr. Hockey. She also reports that for her TBI, she has an appointment with neuropsych on 5/23. Overall pain level varies from 6 to 9. 50% relief has been obtained with all the therapies and injections that has been provided to her. She received two epidural injections in the lumbar and two injections in the left knee, which also brought her significant relief. Patient reports her ADLs are currently affected in every category because of the recent surgery. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, currently patient reports headaches, in neurology and psych headaches, with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, but denies any vision disturbance, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of concentration, or poor work performance. She denies any loss of memory, confusion, or disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the left shoulder that is recuperating from the recent surgery, ongoing chronic pain in the neck and the lower back, secondary to the automobile accident of November 8, 2021, and history of numbness of the left leg from sciatica and associated with decreased range of motion of the shoulder, and stiffness of the left shoulder and stiffness in the neck and the lower back is reported. She also has moderate pain in the left knee and difficulty walking is reported. She still has a difficulty time going up and down on the stairs. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient has improved in her pain overall 30% to 50%. 50% in the shoulder is improved, and 30% in the rest of the area. Medical and surgical history, patient recently had a surgery on the left shoulder and no hospitalization. It was done at a surgery center, and no weight loss is reported, and no other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is narco. Substance abuse, patient reports me using marijuana for pain relief and compliance program. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 124/92, pulse is 71. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 4/20/2022, dictation number 0420-070, with the exception that in the left shoulder there are multiple scars from the recent surgery. Range of motion is only 45 degrees abduction. Pain is severe, and she is undergoing treatment at this time with physical therapy due to the frozen shoulder and reduction in the range of motion. Motor power is only 3/5. Sensations are intact. Circulation peripherally is intact. The patient reports of headaches and all the pain she's provided. In addition to what she's taking from Dr. Hockey, which is Flexeril, lidocaine patch, and lidocaine gel, she's been provided with Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day, Celebrex, 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory. She's provided with Essifex 20 milligram twice a day to protect the stomach. Furoset are provided 1 to 2 every 6 hours. Tylenol with codeine, 30 tablets are provided. Number 3, for pain relief, 1 or 2 for the pain, 1 QDPRN. She will continue her physical therapy at the Dr. Haki's place for her shoulder issues. The rest of the therapy will be done for the neck and lower back and the knee at the ongoing therapy 3 times per week at the previous location that she was going, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. She remained disabled for work and home work, housework, and transportation. This will be under dictation. Thank you.